Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast quick take.
I'm excited to have this brother on with me who is doing yeoman's work. He was a trailblazer in the 2008 campaign, bringing back the McCain campaign from very, very dark corners for a campaign at the time to the nomination, and is now working to kind of save the country from a lot of the crazy that we've seen. He's none other than Steve Schmidt, one of the most respected strategists and incisive voices in our politics today, known widely for his senior roles advising President Bush, George W., and certainly John McCain in his campaign in 2008, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he has built the bona fides, as it were, to talk the way he talks and to walk the way he walks. And as I remembered the day he announced he was leaving the party, I was like, brother, no, don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone. He's still a good conservative voice out there for some strong principles. And I'm glad he's with us. He is one of the founding leaders of the Lincoln Project, which I've been honored to join up with over the last month. And, Steve, welcome back to the podcast, bro.
Good to be with you.
Absolutely.
Incredible. All those nice things. I work in politics. No one's supposed to say nice things.
Well, you know what? And that's one of the sad parts of it, because they're good people trying to do good things in politics. And you remember how that used to work. And I think that's what animates a lot of your passion around what's going on right now, because we do remember how it used to work. We could go toe-to-toe with Democrats on virtually every issue in the world. But at the end of the day, we knew we had to build a consensus around those ideas to reach a result that would benefit the people. And I've talked to a lot of people about the Lincoln Project and the work that it's done and is doing. And that's actually kind of what they say. You know, they get the effort to go out there and try to remind us of these bigger, more important ideas about the country. How have you found it? Before we get into the debate this week, because I've been kind of holding back on that. That's the easy go-to. But just kind of help set the conversation a little bit around the animus, the motivation of Lincoln Project, and why that voice, those ads, are so important right now as we're 30-some days out from the election.
Well, look, I think going all the way back to the fall when we started it, we talked about this on more than one occasion, how alarmed we were watching the Democratic debates, that there was a word and a name that we just never heard. And the name was Trump and the word was Trumpism.
Right.
And we have a point of view that the first, second, and third issues and the next 155 after that in this race are Trump. And that's what the debate made totally clear. And so over the last year and for some time before that, I think a lot of us have been warning about the threat that Trump poses to the country, to America's standing in the world, to our security. over 2020 to life itself. Mm-hmm. This is Lethal Lie has killed so many Americans. His downplaying the coronavirus, but his assaults on institutions, his assaults on the rule of law. There's a word, it's called illiberal, yep, which means undemocratic. And so political philosophy at some level matters, not to digress, but both American parties, just to put a pen in it for a second, are classically liberal political parties, mm-hmm, who fight alongside a divide along certain principles about the size and role and power of government, amongst them about the role of the country in the world, but under an umbrella of general agreement that we're a constitutional republic with guaranteed freedoms, we're a country of rules and laws, and that there is no person in the country above or below the rule of law. That's right. Everybody's supposed to agree to that. So coming back, you know, the Lincoln Project has made the argument that he is dangerously undemocratic.
Yeah.
And you look in the mirror sometimes and check yourself. I don't want to be hysterical. I want to be a reasonable voice in American politics. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be an inflammatory voice. I don't want to be a hyperbolic voice with the use of language. But I think he is the worst president in American history. I think his lie is the most lethal lie. And I think that he is the most profound threat to our democracy, given, yeah, the fact that he has called militia groups, extremist groups, fascist groups, white supremacist groups to the ready.
Yep.
To the ready. Make no mistake about it. What he said was lock and load. Weapons at the ready. You may have to fight. Who are you fighting?
Right.
This is his rolling Reichstag fire, by the way. Another inflammatory, invisible, make-believe enemy. In 2018, just so you get an understanding of how it feels to be in the pot as the water's boiling, right? Mm-hmm. 2018, it was the caravan. Right. He yep, talked about the caravan like it was the German army, 10 panzer divisions about to break through the border. He deployed active duty combat units of the U.S. military to the southern border,
yep,
in the face of desperately poor, thirsty and starving refugees. And now it's Antifa, which his own FBI director says is an ideology without formal organization.
Right.
But these militia groups, there's no shortage of former military, former police officers, law enforcement who have training, along with the wannabes. You know, we got a 17-year-old who drove, his mom drove with his AR-15 from Illinois to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He killed two people, shot a third, sat in the front row of a Trump rally, was radicalized by all this nonsense and conspiracy theory. He's now celebrated in the extreme right. His face is on T-shirts, and he's celebrated as an American folk hero by the Fox News hosts. And so what the Lincoln Project has said for a long time is, man, we're seeing where this ends.
Yeah.
And this, yeah, is a real threat to the American experiment. This is an autocrat. This is a dangerous person. We should take him literally and seriously, and we need to fight back ferociously and remind people about what's at stake in this.
And that to me has been the driver for quite some time now. And it amazes me, and you touch on it, that people sort of succumb to this sort of nationalist view of America. And part of me gets the sort of desperation that attends that, you know, people find a way to sort of make an excuse or to project onto others because of their own particular circumstances. But I also get the sense there's something deeper going on in the American psyche, which is why I think the ads and the narrative that comes out of Lincoln Project is so important because it is that moonstruck moment when you get slapped out of it. You know, when you see the ad Morning in America, for example, which is perhaps one of my favorite, because it was so, it cut right to the core of the COVID-19 discussion people were trying to avoid. And certainly Trump completely ignored. And we saw that in the debate this week as well, a further playing out of that. And it manifested itself in a number of moments. But the key moment, which you've already alluded to, was when he was asked directly about, do you reject white nationalism? And then I listened. And so his answer is what it is. We all kind of know what it's going to be. It's going to be bullshit. We get it, right? But then what gets me, Steve, is currently elected officials sitting around having this conversation the way they're having it as if, oh, well, he just misspoke. He just kind of, you know, didn't mean it. And like, this man is a 70-something-year-old white guy born out of the, you know, made out of the 50s, you know? Come on. What do you mean he didn't know what he was talking about that he misspoke? How do you misspeak when you're asked the question, do you reject white nationalism? So what is the country, what is it about all of that that the country still buys or buys into? Why does that seem to not jar them enough to say, holy hell, what are we doing?
You know, there was an observation made by a German in the aftermath of the war that was commented on recently by a German commentator who made the point that, you know, we learned as a country that a third of the country was willing to kill the other third of the country while a third of the country watched by silently. And so we have to face a reality, and it's that the Republican Party as it exists today, mm-hmm. and you stand outside now the boundary of the Republican Party as the former chairman and active in all of this, maybe its most important dissident. And so while I think it was appropriate for me to leave the Republican Party, I think it's important that you stay in the Republican mm-hmm. Party. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a much longer conversation.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.